Joe, Frank brought up the question a minute ago. With the trade of Sabathia, how does that affect Jeremy Sowers, and you know what kind of extra innings it could mean for him? And I said, you know, he has to show he can be consistent, and then we'll see what kind of situation he's in as far as a starting role with Cleveland.
I think you're right, Kevin. I think Jeremy's situation is pretty much contingent on his own performance. I know they were really disappointed in his last outing. They were hoping he would put together a couple of consecutive really strong outings. He wasn't able to do that. So I think he probably feels like the clock is ticking a little bit for him, and hopefully Cleveland can continue to be patient, continue to give him some opportunities. Now, in his defense, to some degree, he has had several outings where his team did not really give him much run support, where he probably pitched well enough to win, but you know, it's hard to win 2-1 games on a consistent basis. And so I think in that regard, they're going to give him a little more time. But, he's struggled. And now hopefully he'll continue to get some opportunities down the stretch of this season. But I know the pressure's beginning to build a little bit on him.
Joe, to talk about football, DJ Moore, part of the Jim Thorpe Award preseason watch list with the 40 of the nation's best DBs. They got to feel like the secondary will be one of the stronger units on that Vanderbilt team this year. A lot of experience coming back.
I think you're right. You talk about a Rashard Langford back there and a DJ Moore and Ryan Hamilton and guys that have now had some years under their belt, impact players, guys that force turnovers. Bruce Fowler's defense really becoming one that really is among the better teams in the league and getting teams to turn the ball over. And I don't think there's any question that when you look at this Vanderbilt team, you think the strength of it's going to be the defense. There's just so many unknowns in regard to the offense, not only starting with who's going to be your starting quarterback, but who's going to fill all those holes on the offensive line, who's going to replace an Earl Bennett. You know, all of those things come into play. So I don't think there's any doubt that you focus on defense as the strength of the team.
Well, that's the thing that that sticks out to me in looking at the team coming back. And it's got to be disheartening that, in the paper today, they have all the publications that Vanderbilt averages out to be kind of at the bottom. But the production and replacing the production, where does that production come from that Earl Bennett leaves? And that's with not a stout offensive line, that's going to be a hard task, Joe.
Well, and fortunately, at least some of these guys that are going to play on the line, Frank, are guys that got a lot of playing time last year. At least three of them put in significant minutes throughout the entire season, so it won't be like they're throwing in totally new guys into the mix. So that's a positive, but it's certainly understandable, as you said, when you've got to find to replace the production of an Earl Bennett and you've got to replace a first-round draft pick and a Chris Williams, it's understandable that people are not going to give you much credit, at least early on, because there's just so many things there that have to be figured out. The other thing that factors into all this, and it hasn't been talked about very much, Alex Washington being hurt in spring practice out for the fall was going to be a key contributor at wide receiver as well. And now you lose him, it's really going to fall into George Smith and then a number of young guys to step up and make something happen.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Anything else we need to note over at West End?
Well, Mike Miner got the win for Team USA over in the Netherlands, 1-0 win over Cuba. And one note, the New England Collegiate Baseball League picks its Player of the Week and Pitcher of the Week. Both were Commodores. Brian Harris was Player of the Week, 9-for-12 at the plate. And Chase Reed struck out 19 hitters in his game against Torrington.
Wow.
19. He was one shy of the record. So a great performance for him.
Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Joe.